Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
Hello.
hi, my name is Katie and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission, on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you will definitely go into vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? A Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. What is your
Vote
main...
For Biden.
Okay.
Vote for
you.
Biden.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
73.
Okay, thank you. And now, generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say hurricane and flooding preparation, traffic and congestion, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes and county government spending, overdevelopment, affordable housing, protecting the environment, crime and public safety, or property insurance costs?
Probably property insurance costs.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. If you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Okay.
He's a slime ball.
Okay, thank you. Rick Ramsey?
Say that one again.
Rick Ramsey?
I'm not sure who that is. Unknown.
Okay, thank you. Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. Melissa Tomei?
Unknown.
Okay. Holly Merrill Rashain?
Favorable.
Okay. Paul Wunderlich?
Favorable.
Okay. Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Paul Wunderlich, a Republican, Melissa Tomei, Republican, or Holly Merrill Rashain, a Republican?
The first one.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Okay. And as you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the election. Which comes closer to your view? Would you say, I probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them? Or I could never vote for Republican candidates, even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate. I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot.
Would vote for them as I learn more about them.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashain is doing as your county commissioner?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that one.
Yes, I'm sorry. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashain is doing as your county commissioner?
I approve.
Okay, somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? Would you say a candidate who currently serves on the County Commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community? Or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government?
The second one I've never heard. Want to bring a fresh view.
Okay, thank you. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
Okay. And which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? Would you say a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County, or a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime?
Making it the first one.
Okay, thank you. And do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
Four.
Okay. Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
Okay. And as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce loading and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? With the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase the property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida, or during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better.
Don't raise taxes. Was the taxes for, did you say for helicopter replacement?
Mm-hmm. It says to pay for the projects for the aging of Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during the emergency.
Yeah, those guys charge enough every time they fly anyways. They need to pay for it themselves.
Okay, so you would say not raising taxes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If you knew the following statements about Holly Merrill Rashain were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly Merrill Rashain in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each will make no difference, you can indicate as well. The first statement would be, Holly Merrill Rashain believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to project quality of life. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or make no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A Holly Merrill Roshan is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbies. Roshan has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm our quality of life. Would you say much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
The middle one.
Somewhat less likely.
Yeah.
Okay. A Holly Roshan understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Roshan has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reefs and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
More likely.
Okay. Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Okay. During these tough times, Holly Merrill Roshan voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Okay. Somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Okay. A Holly Merrill Roshan is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Okay. A somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Okay. A Holly Merrill Roshan has worked to support Monroe County tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Roshan has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. A much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, no difference.
Much. More likely.
Okay. Holly Merrill Roshan is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Roshan has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less.
Much more likely.
Okay. And the last one, with high housing costs and lack of options for so many, Holly Merrill Roshan supports effort to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Paul Wunderlich, Melissa Tomei, Holly Merrill Roshan, all three Republicans.
The third one.
Holly Merrill Roshan.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Merrill Roshan, a Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County?
Monroe County, 12 years. This time, a long time ago, 40 years ago, before also.
40 years, okay. All right. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A moderate.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of a formal education you have completed?
Associate degree, college.
Okay. Okay, that'll be a two-year degree or a bachelor's four-year degree?
Two-year degree.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation and your time. I really appreciate your opinions. And thank you so much again, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.